Now for the high concerto of this program, Callisto, a flute concerto by Scottish composer Sally Beamish. The work was inspired by the distinguished British poet Ted Hughes's reading his own translation of Ovid's Metamorphoses. In Greek mythology, Callisto was a nymph of Artemis and the daughter of the king of Arcadia. She took a vow to remain a virgin, as did all the nymphs of Artemis. But to have her, Zeus disguised himself as Artemis herself in order to lure her into his embrace and rape her. Afterwards, when she was already with child, she was seen bathing and so discovered. Upon this, Juno, Zeus's wife, was enraged and changed her into a beast. Thus, she became a bear and gave birth to a son called Arcas. 16 years later, Callisto, still a bear, encountered her son Arcas hunting in the forest. Just before Arcas killed his own mother with his javelin, Jupiter averted the tragedy by placing the mother and son amongst the stars as Ursa Major and Minor, or the Big and Little Dipper. Beamish uses the different colors of four members of the flute family to tell the story of Callisto and her transformation from hunter to victim to bear to constellation. The work is, in a way, a mini opera with the leading roles taken by various instruments. The brass are celestial beings. Horn, trombone, and trumpet represent Diana the Huntress, the lascivious Jove or Zeus, and Juno, his enraged wife. The first movement begins with pillars of sound, an orchestral introduction with bell-like columns, the massive cooling columns of the forest. The flute weaves a languid soliloquy from this material, leading into a chase featuring the horn. As Jove impersonates Diana, the trombones mimic her theme, building to a climax in which the flute becomes overwhelmed by orchestral sound. The alto flute opens the second movement, Callisto broken, weeping. Jealous Juno's rage and retribution is unleashed as Callisto's son is born. A cool stream flowing over pebbles, forming a background to Juno's fury. As Callisto's cries turn to the snarls of a bear, the bass flute is partnered by the timpani. The last movement begins with a gentle tapestry built from strings, vibraphone, and bass flute. A solo cello represents the young Arcas, who unknowingly encounters his mother and prepares to kill her as she advances, recognizing him. The soloist moves from bass flute to alto, then to standard flute, before taking up the piccolo, as mother and son are spun into the firmament in a whirlwind by Jove, who intervenes to prevent the tragic error. The final section features a quartet of flutes with violin, trumpet, and tuned percussion dancing round the pole star together, as Ted Hughes phrases it in Callisto and Arcas. Let's hear it now with Sharon Beasley playing the flute and the Royal Scottish National Orchestra with Martin Brabbins, conductor.